Have you seen our bank statement? Can this be right?
No. God, I haven't seen my savings take a hit like this since I was a kid and they came up with double stuffed Oreos. What happened to all of our money?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what they did, but I'm inclined to blame Enron.
Well, I guess with you doing the internship, we're just spending more than we're bringing in.
Yeah, maybe I should quit and get a job that pays.
Oh, but you're finally doing something that you love. I mean, I can't ask you to give that up. Although it would be nice if the thing that you love was, you know, finding gold.
You know what? You know what? I think we're making too big a deal out of this. Okay? So we pay our bills a little late this month, and maybe next month we cut back on a few things. And maybe we start eating out of Joey's refrigerator for a change. You're a chef. What can you make out of baking soda and beer?
All right, worst case scenario is we borrow some money from my parents.
No, we're not borrowing money.
Why not?
Because we don't do that. We are Bings. If there's one thing my father taught me, it was, well, to always knock before going into the pool house. But the other thing was, never borrow money.
Wow, I had no idea you had this much pride.
That's right, I do. I am your man, and I'm going to get us through this situation, even if it means you working twice as hard.
I'm gonna go.
Why?
I haven't been home in a couple days and I need to get some more clothes.
No, you don't have to go. I have something that'll fit you.
I put that tube top on as a joke.
I want you to stay.
I want to stay too, but I've gotten about as much use out of these boxers as I can.
Why don't you turn them inside?
Done it. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
All right. I'll miss you.
Me too. You know what? I just realized something. I don't want to go home.
Great, okay, I'll go get the tube top.
No, what it is, I hate going back to my apartment now.
Mm-hmm.
And partly because I live above a known crack den, but, you know, mostly because when I'm there, I really miss you. So, do you want to move in together?
Wow, I can again. Sure know how to make a girl say, hell yeah.
So we're doing it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's live together. Wow, we're really going to move in together.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to live with a guy. Pick up your socks. Put down the toilet seat. No, we are not having sex anymore. It's going to be fun. Hey, Joey.
Hey.
Listen, I need to know that what I'm about to ask you will never get back to Chandler.
I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it myself. Chandler is my best friend. It would be wrong. Good, but wrong.
Okay, first of all, it would be great. But that's not what I'm here to talk to you about. Okay, I need to borrow some money.
Oh, I don't know, Monica. You know, lending friends money is always a mistake.
But Chandler lent you money.
And I think he would tell you it was a mistake.
Come on, I need it for some rent and some other bills.
Oh, well, how much?
$2,000.
$2,000? What do you think I am, a soap opera star?
Yeah.
That's right, I am.
Hi, you guys.
Hey. Ooh, what's in the bag?
Oh, well, you know how Emma started crawling? I realized that this place is very unsafe for a baby. So I went to the store and I got some stuff to baby-proof the apartment.
Oh, God, baby-proofing. Why is this such a big deal now? You know, when I was a kid, it was like,
Whoops, Joey fell down the stairs. Or, whoops, Joey electrocuted himself again.
Anyway, are you going to get a handyman to install this stuff?
No, I was just going to do it myself.
You're going to do it?
Yeah, why? You don't think a woman can do this?
Well, women can. You can't.
Monica, will you please tell Joey that he is a pig?
You're a pig. And you can't do this.
What? What? Come on, I found the hardware store all by myself.
The hardware store is right down the street.
There is a hardware store right down the street? Okay, you guys. Okay, we've got great news.
Phoebe and I are moving in together.
Congratulations!
I know, it's so exciting. You know, I've never lived with a guy before, you know.
Well, it's just like living with a girl, only they don't steal your makeup. Unless they're playing This Is What My Sister Would Look Like.
Yeah, she's not so cute. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Okay, well, you put down the toilet seat.
Yes, dear.
Oh, is that a bit you guys do?
Uh-huh, we're playing you two.
We don't do that. Tell her we don't do that.
Yes, dear. I can't believe you guys are moving in together. That's great. I'm happy for you guys.
I hear wedding bells.
Monica, slow down, okay? I'm just excited to be living with him. You know, I mean, I don't know. Can I see someday being married to Mike? Sure, yeah. You know, I can picture myself walking down the aisle in a wedding dress that highlights my breasts in an obvious yet classy way. But do I want that house in Connecticut, you know, near the good schools where Mike and I could send little Sophie and Mike Jr.? Oh, my God, I do.
Really? I had no idea you were so conventional.
I know. I guess I am. Oh, my God, load up the Volvo. I want to be a soccer mom.
You ready to go?
Yeah, you bet, Roomie.
Don't you mean groomy?
What are you talking about?
Please, these guys, we haven't even moved in yet, and they have us picking out China patterns.
China pattern?
This is easy. Can't do this.
Wow, seriously, can't do this.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Listen, I need to ask you a favor, and we can't tell Monica anything about it.
I thought you didn't have secrets from Monica.
And that will remain the official party line. Look, Monica and I are having a little financial trouble.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean you know?
I just figured it out, you know. I mean, you're not working, and the economy is bad.
Oh, right.
It's the fastest I have ever thought.
Anyway, I need to borrow some money.
Oh, sure, yeah. How much? $2,000?
Yes, $2,000 exactly. How did you know that?
I know how much you used to make, and I know how much your rent is.
Oh, okay.
I am on fire.
Listen, this is really nice. Did you write a check to Monica for $2,000? Did Monica borrow money from you?
Kind of.
I can't believe her. Did she tell you we were having money problems?
Oh, no. It wasn't because of your money problems. It was for something for her.
Yeah. What?
Something personal, yeah.
What would she get for herself for $2,000 that she wouldn't tell me about?
Excuse me.
Boob job.
I don't want her to get a boob job. That's crazy.
Well, it's not that crazy, okay? Making them smaller, that would be crazy.
Oh, hey, I wanted to ask you about Monica's little groomy joke.
Oh, all right. Well, I think the reason people laughed is that's a play on the word roomy.
No. I get the joke. Sophisticated as it was. No, the thing I want to say is... Oh, maybe we should have talked about this before. Us living together. You're not expecting a proposal, right?
Oh, no, no, not at all. Okay. We're just moving in right now. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. For me, it's as far as it can ever go.
What do you mean?
Look, Phoebe, I love you very much, but I never want to get married again.
Oh. Wow.
No, it's just my first marriage was, you know, such a disaster that I kind of lost faith in the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Was it really that bad?
At one point near the end, she deliberately defecated
on... Okay, well, that's bad, yeah. But don't you think it might be different with someone else? Perhaps a blonde who always uses a toilet. Except for once in the ocean.
Look, it's not about who I would marry. I was certain the first time I got married it would last forever, and I was totally wrong.
But it just...
Look, Phoebe, it's not about you. I just never want to get married again.
Huh.
I'm sorry. Are you okay with that? Because if not, maybe us moving in together isn't the best idea.
No, oh, I definitely don't want to get married. No, I just wanted to make sure you didn't want to, too. Mm. Woo! Because, you know, if we move in and you start changing your mind, there's going to be hell to pay, mister.
Oh. Yeah. Trust me, I will never.
Yeah, I get that, yeah. Hi. So you gave in and decided to call someone?
Yeah. I don't know who I was kidding. I can barely use chopsticks.
You all set?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, wait, you forgot your game.
Hey, Rich.
There she is, my perfectly proportioned wife.
Don't look at me, I never get his jokes.
Thank you?
No, don't thank me. Thank you. Do you know there is not one thing that I would change about you? Not one single thing. And definitely not two single things.
Okay, you're being weird. Do you want sex or did you do something bad?
No. I just love the way you look. I am warm for your form.
Okay, you know the old classics? Like, you know, you look nice. They're still okay.
Well, yes, but you look nice can mean that I'm saying, like, your face looks nice. I want to compliment your body. I mean, I wouldn't change it at all. And more specifically, I wouldn't want anything to get any bigger.
Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't want any part of me to get any bigger, would you? Don't answer that.
Just when you thought that dude couldn't get any weirder.
I know. Why do you think he was so worried about me getting bigger?
I don't know. What brought that on?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, we're trying to get pregnant, so he's probably starting to freak out about the fact that my body's going to change.
No, you really think that's what it is?
Well, you heard him. No bigger. You're perfect. Oh. Just don't get any bigger. Oh, my God. He sounded just like my high school wrestling coach. Oh. I'm going to have to talk to Chandler.
Yeah, if you don't, I will. Of course your body's going to change. Your breasts are going to get bigger. Your ass is going to get bigger. You're going to lose bladder control. God, it's just such a magical time.
Hi.
Hey.
Listen, I wanted to ask you something about marriage.
Oh, great. Now you're seeking me out to make jokes? I mean, I can see if we're all hanging out, but to come to my home.
No. No, I really want to know how you feel about it.
Why?
Mike doesn't ever want to get married.
Never?
Never.
Wow. Well, are you still going to move in with him?
Well, I want to, but I just wanted you to tell me that marriage really isn't that big a deal, you know, that I won't be missing out on anything. That marriage stinks.
Yeah, marriage stinks.
I mean, if you want to see a man gain weight and a woman stop shaving, get him married.
That's not how you really feel, is it?
No, I'm sorry. Look, I know it's not what you want to hear right now, but I can't help it. I love marriage.
Seriously? You divorce-o?
If you have to call me a name, I prefer Ross the Divorcer. It's just cooler. Look, I know my marriages didn't exactly work out, but, you know, I loved being that committed to another person. And Carol and I had some good times before she became a lesbian, and once afterward. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's how you feel.
But come on. I mean, living together will be great. I mean, you guys have so much fun, and you love Mike.
I do love Mike.
Yeah, see? And you were so excited about moving in together before. And you know what? You should be. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, thanks. This helped. Thanks.
The Divorcer to the rescue.
It's not cooler.
Yeah, I just heard it. Yeah.
Rach? So I can't do anything I like?
Hey, Rich. Perfection. Wouldn't change a thing. Not a thing.
Honey?
Yeah?
About that? I'm going to change.
Yes, but honey, you don't have to.
I'm gonna get bigger.
Honey, I love your breasts the way they are.
Ugh, fascist.
Well, my breasts are gonna get bigger whether you like it or not. And you know what? It's not just my breasts. My ass is gonna get bigger too.
Your ass?
Man, don't be surprised if her hands and her feet get bigger too.
They do that?
It's kind of a package deal.
God, why? Why would you want to do that to yourself?
I thought it was something that we both wanted.
All right, look, if it means that much to you, I may be able to get on board with the big boobs, but the giant ass and the big clown feet?
Oh, my God, Chandler. If you can't handle this, what are you going to be like in the hospital with the blood and the screaming and the little person that's shooting out of her?
What?
Joey, why did you tell Chandler that Monica was getting a boob job?
Because she is.
Joey, Chandler knows I borrowed the money.
Mm-hmm, for your boob job.
Joe.
It.
Okay, so I'm out $4,000 and nobody's boobs are getting any bigger?
Hey, what do you guys think about this? Ross, the divorce force.
Better.
Huh? Very cool.
Hey, Phoebes, you know, I'm really glad you came to talk to me the other day, and I hope I was a little helpful.
Oh, yeah, you were helpful. Well, yeah. No, thank you.
Good. Yeah, because the more I thought about it, the more I realized, I don't think marriage is necessarily the right path for you.
What do you mean?
Well, I know the other day in the coffee house you were all caught up in the whole soccer mom thing, but is that really you? I mean, can you honestly picture yourself in a Volvo?
They are awfully boxy.
I mean, I don't know. You'd be so bored with marriage. I mean, it's so normal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, can I help?
Well, we climbed up 4 flights of stairs, maneuvered a narrow hallway, dodged a rabid pit bull, but these last 3 feet are where it gets really tricky.
You know, sometimes your words, they hurt.
Hey, where do you guys want this?
Yeah, seriously, because this is really heavy. I mean, not for me because I'm only pretending to hold it, but for these guys. just one last time, the marriage thing, there's no wiggle room, none at all?
No, but you don't want to get married either, right?
Right. Except that I do want to get married.
Couldn't have this conversation down at the truck, huh?
What? You want to get married?
Someday.
And hernia.
I haven't exactly had a normal life, and I never really felt like I was missing out on anything, but it feels like now it's my turn to have some of the regular stuff.
If you want to get married, why didn't you say something before?
Because I just didn't know how much I wanted it, and I love you, and I wanted to live with you.
Yeah, well, I want to live with you, too. I mean, let's do that.
But I don't think I can. It was okay to move in when I didn't know what was going to happen, but I can't move in knowing nothing is ever going to happen.
Can you at least try living together? I mean, you might change your mind about marriage.
Are you going to change yours?
No.
Me neither. I think I need to be with someone who wants what I want.
But I don't want this to end.
No, I don't want it to end either.
I can't believe this is gonna end. I guess I'll have my stuff picked up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so, bye.
Take it easy, Mike.
Good luck. Bye-bye, Mike. See you there, Mike. Bye-bye now.
I'm so sorry, Phoebs. We're all sorry.
Now look on the bright side. I mean, at least you won't have to live with this ugly chair. That was here already, huh? I love you.